Keith Olbermann calls for Tucker Carlson's arrest. By Warner Todd Houston on November 6, 2020. Only one day after calling for the arrest and removal of President Trump, former ESPN talker Keith Olbermann is now calling for the arrest of Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Olbermann took to Twitter to rail at Carlson's discussions about the 2020 election results. The former ESPN anchor jumped to Twitter to accuse Carlson of calling for Trump voters to engage in violence after he assumed that Carlson noted that it is the right side of the political aisle that owns most of the guns in the nation. Olbermann reacted to someone else's tweet that claimed, "Tucker is now telling his audience that Trump's supporters own 60-70% of the guns and they could take to the streets, blood would flow." To that, Olbermann said, "Again, this is an overt and unmistakable call for widespread violence and requires the arrest of Tucker Carlson." Olbermann later tried to delete the tweet so that no one could see it. The truth is, though, that Tucker Carlson did not call for Trump voters to engage in political violence with their guns. He also did not even hint at such a scenario. The segment Liberals Misconstrued did feature someone saying that Trump voters own 60-70% of the guns and that there could be blood in the streets, but it was not Carlson who said it. It was a Democrat operative named Lawrence Wilkerson. Here is what the Democrat operative said in August on Bill Maher's NBO show. "If Trump calls his base to the streets with their guns, his base owns something like 60-70% of the 300, 400 million guns in America. If they answer that call and come to the streets with guns, then we probably are going to have a need for the military. And then all bets are off as to how much blood might flow." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.